I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And by the way, there's more. There's more. I was annoyed at the Dodgers before this game even started, and partially because of stuff that has happened on this station today. So we're not done yet. You got to hear some more stuff, okay? But before we do that, it is time for those of you who have been faithfully listening all day, you know what we're doing. We are giving away the first spot to our Cache Creek Resort Casino. Getaway in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tomorrow, we'll be there to do a show. We'll stay overnight. We're all playing golf together the next day. There are going to be two winners, one today, one tomorrow. Each winner gets to bring a guest. So this is going to be four people, and then we're going to bring guests, and we're all going to go out there, and we're going to party our faces off, and we're going to play golf and gamble, and we may not come back. Don't call the contest line. It's not now. Okay? I see you. Don't call the contest line. What we're doing today is we gave you a trivia answer at 3 o'clock. We're going to give you another one now. And then we're going to give you another one at 5. And then when we give you the cue to call, you're going to need to have the answers to all three trivia questions. And if you got that, poof, you're the winner. So here's trivia answer number 2.
Yeah.
And for this, we go live to the other microphone in the room and one Dan Dibley.
Well, high school sports is big in my world, and I love when you tell stories about playing basketball, and you talked about baseball last hour. I won't revisit it, because if you weren't listening then, you don't get a freebie now.
You don't deserve it.
When I was in high school, I was, much like now, neither big, strong, nor fast, but I had an insatiable desire to compete and be on a team. So what you discover when you're that person, you find out what sports are the no-cut sports. And one of those sports is cross country.
Uh-huh.
So never being that fleet of foot, ran a couple of years at Casa Grande. Then we transfer down to Marin Catholic. And, you know, you're on the varsity because you have to be, because it's frosh soft at the time. So if you're a junior, you're on varsity and they don't cut you. And so what happens is the top five runners are the ones who actually score for the team. But the rest of us just get to go out there and run. Marin County Athletic League Finals 1984. At McGinnis Park,
right.
We all tow up on the line, all 61 of us.
61 of you?
61 young,
wow,
intrepid runners. I'm in my blue shorts and my white singlet, the tank top with Marin Catholic across the front.
What'd you call it?
A singlet, that's more wrestling.
Oh, okay.
It's like a tank top. It's one of those really thin tank tops.
Oh.
The gun goes off, the runners leap out into the fray, and, you know, some 24 minutes later, as the race is winding down, here comes the Dibber, and
you finished?
Yes.
Okay, what place?
61st. Not a runner behind me.
61st.
Out of, 61 started.
Out of 61.
61 finished, and the person who finished in 60th might have already been on their way home by the time I, when you don't get to break the tape when you finish last, but 61st, Mark. 61st.
That's a strong finish. How was the reception as you crossed the finish line?
The crowd went wild.
Okay.
Because as I'm coming in, I'm blowing kisses, I'm waving, I'm pointing at people, because that's how I was. You're not going to get me down. I didn't
have great expectations. Yeah, you didn't think you were going to win.
Throughout the course of the season, you'd have like a dual meet and or a tri meet, like Tam Redwood and us. And so you might have 30 runners. And in those races, I would usually be toward or at the back. So I had no preconceived notions of anything other than finishing 61st.
And you did. So you did it.
61st.
You did it, Dib.
There you have it. So if you enjoyed that story, or even if you didn't, maybe something you want to hold on to.
You might want to hold on to that little factoid. And by the way, I'll make this real quick, but you just like having that like poor finish, but having people, like you just made me think of something. So when in my working in LA days, I did a campaign for Tour de Cure. Do you know what Tour de Cure is? The bicycle race, and it's charitable efforts for diabetes. So we're out there doing good things, right? But I've never really ridden any sort of a professional bike before. You strike me like you bike a lot, don't you?
I used to, yeah.
Used to,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Do you ever have those little shoes that click in?
Yeah.
Okay. If you've never done that before, that's a thingamabob now. Like, you got to watch out, because if you don't know how to unclick real quick when the bike stops, you going down because you can't put your feet on the ground because your feet are stuck in the pedals. So I worked with this for the very first time that day and went on a 30-some-odd mile ride through the streets of Long Beach on a bike for Tour de Cure. And Dibs, I did it. I navigated it the whole time.
Nice.
I never fell. Nothing bad happened. And I was so relieved as I finally arrived at the finish. And this, because it's a charitable thing, they've got a huge... Right, they've got a banner that you're flying under, and so many people are there just cheering you on. So thankful for the efforts. So I cross the finish line into a park. So now the ground is grass.
Yeah.
We're not on cement anymore.
Oh, God.
We cross into a grass park, and there are literally hundreds of people. Yeah! Just cheering us on. And I go right into that grass, and the grass slows the bike down, and this time... the shoes don't come unclicked.
It's going down. They're yelling timber.
Exactly. My kids love this story so much because what I tell them I heard as I crossed the finish line is this is what it sounded like. Yeah! Oh. That's what about 250 people sounded like as I crossed the finish line and then ate it in front of all of them. In a park.
Little bit like the Giants fans at Coors Field today when there's a three hopper to Schmidt at third with one out, you're thinking, yay! Oh, yeah.
No. Is he okay?
Yeah.
Oh. I was, though. I was okay. I was thankful for the grass at that point.
Great story.
Yeah.
And
you too.
At least you didn't have to like have a finishing place. That was just a ride and you all do it together.
Like, we raised some money, so yay. But it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
So there was that. All right, 61st place for Dibs back in the MCALs of your junior year.
Yeah, 1984, Mark. The fall of 84.
Wow.
Yep.
1984. All right, so then there's this. The Giants are heading for L.A. They're coming off of a tough loss against the Rockies. And I heard this. I found this super interesting. Did you hear that Eric Gagne went on with the morning roast today?
No, I didn't.
Eric Gagne.
Okay.
Eric Gagne. So, for Giants fans, the most famous Eric Gagne moment is that at bat against Barry Bonds, where they're the two most powerful people in the sport. One's the Cy Young Award winner. The other one is hitting home runs every second at bat.
And wasn't the backdrop like they agreed that he would only throw fastballs? And
I don't know if there was an agreement. I don't know. But that's
maybe it was an unspoken, like... Or maybe he threw him one curve. I'll look at the video. It's an epic at bat.
He went power on power because the situation is the Giants are down by two runs. So he knows if Barry homers, they're still ahead. So he went after him. He went after him, and it was an epic long at-bat, and Barry Bonds eventually does hit a home run off of Eric Gagne. So, obviously, Bonds comes up today in this conversation, and the guys, the Joes, ask Eric Gagne to compare Shohei Ohtani and Barry Bonds, and which one essentially is the greater baseball player. Listen to where this answer goes.
Yeah, very good. So that's just the fact to get to the big leagues and dominate as a pitcher is insane. I couldn't even make it as a starter. So I didn't really, I fell starter. I became a reliever. And then to do this at the plate and to do this on top of that, not just be good on the field, but to be that big of a, he's a Jordan type and have all the attention. You have all the attention on him. And to still dominate and still perform and to still have all this attention on him and just go out there. Because I don't think Barry has ever had that much attention on him. I mean, that's just insanity what he's going through. And he still dominates. He still performs. To me, that's a step above. That's Tiger Woods stuff. That's Michael Jordan stuff. And, of course, you could put Barry in that category. But I think it's a little bit different. I think it's more just the way he plays the game, the way he runs the bases, everything he does is pretty, pretty good.
How's that answer grab you?
He's not wrong in what he lays out about Ohtani as a pitcher and, sure, you know, the five tools nature of it, but just the part about, you know, Bonds never had that kind of attention on him. That hits me like, did you not play in the same era? Well, you did. Barry had people like throwing inflatable needles at him and signs about him being a cheater this and cheater that, and the attention on multiple home run chases was an unbelievable level of scrutiny.
Overwhelming. Like, that's what grabbed me, and I thought it was so weird because it's like, Eric, you played at this time. You were there. Like, first of all, I like what you're saying. Shohei Ohtani has not received one day of negative attention or energy around him. Doesn't matter what city he goes to. Shohei Ohtani is a show. And people would like to see this, and he's unbelievable. And so there's no doubting the two-way aspect of what he does. Yeah, we've never seen anything like that. And so I give him all the credit for that. And if that makes you think that that's the greatest player you've ever seen, great. I think you have a very, very fair opinion. But what a weird way to answer it, that Shohei is, in a way, experiencing more attention, more energy than Barry Bonds. I remember being in L.A. with a media credential to the Dodgers when Barry came there on his home run chase, and they made us get a separate credential just for Barry. Just for Barry.
Wow.
You needed a separate credential to go interview him or to even be in the press box during that game because he was on the home run chase, and internationally, so many people were trying to cover the game. Shohei's never had anything like that.
Right. And part of the scrutiny with Barry was a number of people who were openly rooting against him.
For sure.
And like you said, Shohei Ohtani's never faced any of that, even when he had the gambling suspicions. That lasted about 3 days.
Exactly.
And then Ipe stepped forward and took the bullet for him.
Yeah.
Some think.
Although he hasn't even gone to jail yet.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So not done with that. We could take your calls. I wonder how Giants fans feel about that. Ohtani is better than Bonds and has undergone more scrutiny. Do you agree with that? 888-957-9570. We're sponsored by San Francisco International Airport. If you're traveling in 2025, start your journey right at San Francisco International Airport with the most nonstop flights from the Bay Area, easy parking, live performances, tasty food. Why settle for less? Fly from SFO, where your best journeys begin. Visit flysfo.com. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
1-2. Doyle on the ground to third. Schmidt bobbles. He'll go to first. Not in time. Could have been a double play to end the game. The Giants don't get anybody out. And now it's a one-run game.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
What is your favorite or the best play on words using your last name that you've heard?
That ball got Schmidt on.
On 95.7 The Game.
It's not funny today, Grandy.
No, it's not.
It's not funny today, is it? I don't know why you're laughing. It's not funny today.
Yeah, it's too soon is what it is. It's a classic too soon moment right there.
He Schmidt on that ball.
Yeah.
He Schmidt on it, then he looked at it, then he picked it back up, then he hocked it across the diamond, and a big old nothing burger happened.
Right. And then he was pretty eager to get that thing over to second before he actually caught it. And then he just dropped it.
Yeah, Giants lost. Giants lost.
Yeah.
Now they go to play the Dodgers, and I am all annoyed. I haven't even given you all the reasons yet. And by the way, this is a quick aside, or maybe not that quick. I don't know if y'all know this, because by the way, we were just talking a second ago. Eric Gagne earlier today on the roast was asked to compare Ohtani and Bonds, and he kind of gave all the green checks to Ohtani. I get it. He's a Dodger. Flavor of the month. He plays both pitcher and hitter, so I'm not, there's nothing, Ohtani's insane. He's absolutely incredible, but one of the things that Gagne said, which caught my attention, which I thought was odd, which is, he goes, Shohei, just the scrutiny around Shohei Ohtani, Barry never experienced anything like that. I'm like, what are you talking about? Barry completely experienced more scrutiny than anything Shohei has ever experienced because of A, you're talking steroid scandals, B, you're talking home run chases on hallowed ground. Nobody has ever thought about Shohei in a negative way, not for a second of our lives, other than the 48 hours where we thought he had a gambling problem. And then apparently it was his translator. Stipe.
Yeah. And beyond a gambling problem, a massive scandal gambling problem where you're betting on your sport, other sport, every sport.
Oh.
You're just betting wildly.
This would have been like your band. Your band from baseball.
Right.
Which is why there are still fair conspiracy theories out there, because as opposed to Bonds, if Shohei Ohtani were found to have, I don't know, his hands dirty in all of this in any way, shape, or form, poof, that's it. He's gone. And how many millions, if not billions, of dollars does that mean to Major League Baseball? So nobody would let Shohei Ohtani get caught. I am not accusing anyone of anything. I know nothing. But I will share this with you, which I bet 99% of you don't know. Did you know that Ipe is not in prison yet?
He's not?
Did you know that he has...
Well, he hasn't even been tried and convicted, has he?
Au contraire, he has been sentenced to 57 months in prison.
Well, he must have pled guilty then, just straight away.
Correct. And he was to report on March 24th.
That seems like 3 months ago.
He did not. He was granted a continuance to May 12th.
That seems like a month ago.
And was granted another continuance to June 16th.
That's Tuesday. That's
right.
Going to be Tuesday.
Right. And you can bet your bottom dollar that I'm going to have all eyes on whether or not Ipe actually reports to prison on June 16th. How long are we going here? Oh, by the way, these continuances are being granted and nobody is under any obligation to tell anyone why. Why? Like every time they get granted, everything is under seal. No reason given as to why these continuances keep getting granted. And at this hour, Ipe remains free. So we've got a punishless crime so far.
Right. Other than the public scorn for Ipe Mizuhara and the embarrassment of having embezzled, I think, 16 or 17 million allegedly from Shohei Ohtani. But it is a rather interesting thing where normally when you have a crime and then a plea of guilty and then a sentencing, you're remanded into custody. Sometimes on the spot.
Right there.
Sometimes it's, you know, say goodbye to your family and your little friend and
adios,
tough them and stuff. And that's right.
Exactly.
And double continuances. And like you said, they can either make it public or seal it. And if they seal it, then they don't have to exactly say why.
Yep.
I mean, maybe it's because he didn't do it.
Yeah. I mean, 510, do you guys seriously believe that a bank would allow someone to withdraw millions of dollars without actually contacting the person who owns the account? No.
No. Yeah.
I don't want to accuse anyone of anything else, but put it this way. If you're asking me if I think that there are things that we don't know about in this story, yeah. Yes. Yes, I do. A lot of them. I think there are a lot of them.
Unanswered questions, yeah.
Damn right. And we will never. They are kind of like, and I hate bringing this up, but it's kind of like when Andrew Wiggins went away for a little while. You're never going to get these answers. Do you realize what is on the line? Do you realize? Again, without accusing anyone of anything, I will say this. If Shohei were guilty of anything, baseball would never let it get out. Never. It is worth billions of dollars to them. International market, face of the game, Los Angeles Dodgers, $700 million contract deferred until all of us are dead. I mean, the whole thing is dripping with dollars, and they will not let that man go down, period.
Right. And even beyond the conspiracy part of it, if you just look at the details where Ipe got a 57-month sentence, which is at the low end of the federal guidelines. He allegedly embezzled $17 million, and he doesn't even get five full years. So the sentencing itself is light, and now the ongoing continuances, yeah, it makes you scratch your head a little bit. And when he eventually does go to prison, I would bet that he goes to one of the kinder, gentler prisons, because, you know, there's levels to prisons. There's maximum security prisons. There is, you know, different types of prisons. I would bet that he goes to one of the cushier types of prisons.
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm just sitting here reading about all these continuances, and I guess the judge's last name is Holcomb, and every story I'm reading at the bottom of it, Holcomb did not disclose any factors in the filing for granting Mizuhara's application. So it's just, yep, 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 over and over and over. We just say yes, and why? Nobody knows. No reason. None.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, and how many people are even talking about this?
Well, none.
None.
Yeah, because it's done and dusted. Unless you really believe in the conspiracy of it, then, you know, the story's, it's done. He took the money from Shohei, he bet it, and the winnings did not go back in Shohei's account, and he got caught, and now he's going away.
Here's why Shohei Ohtani came up today. We were listening to Eric Gagne on the Morning Roast, and he was asked about Ohtani versus Bonds, and here's what he said.
Yeah. I get it. So that's just the fact to get to the big leagues and dominate as a pitcher is insane. I couldn't even make it as a starter. So I didn't really, I didn't, you know, a fail starter. I became a reliever. And then to do this at the plate and to do this on top of that, not just be good on the field, but to be that big of a, he's a Jordan type and have all the attention. Sorry. You have all the attention on him and to still dominate and still perform and to still have all this attention on him and just go out there. Because I don't think Barry has ever had that much attention on him. I mean, that's just insanity what he's going through. And he still dominates. He still performs. To me, that's a step above. That's Tiger Woods stuff. That's Michael Jordan stuff. And, of course, you could put Barry in that category. But I think it's a little bit different. I think it's more just the way he plays the game, the way he runs the bases. Everything he does is pretty, pretty good.
It's just weird. It's a weird cut. The way he runs the bases. I mean, Barry Bonds was an amazing base stealer,
right,
and base runner number one. God, I hate the Dodgers. Like, I mean, even just listening to this, I'm like, are you just biased because he pitches and you were a pitcher? Barry never faced this kind of attention. When Barry came to the plate for 3 years, the sports world stopped. We stopped. We replayed every one of his at-bats on every sports show all night long. We don't do that with Shohei. We don't stop the world when he comes to the plate.
Oh, we did at the tail end of last year when he was on that that quest, yeah, to go 50-50.
Absolutely.
And he eventually did. So.
Absolutely. So that lasted like 4 days.
It was longer than that. It was the whole run-up to it. But I'm not going to argue that Bonds got, you know, less attention than Shohei. Shohei did get a ton of attention,
sure,
as he was making that historic run to 50-50. And so, yeah, that happened. And this year it hasn't been as much because he's not pitching. And so now he's just a really good hitter, probably the second best hitter in baseball.
Grady, what did you want to say about this? What's going on?
Well, you guys spent a lot of time talking about the idea of the attention,
yeah,
that is paid to Ohtani, maybe not paid to Bonds, at least in Gagne's mind. You brought it up a second ago, but he talked about just the way that he runs the bases. Bonds is the only member of the 500 homer, 500 steal club, also the only member of the 400 homer, 400 steal club. I talked about the way that he does everything. Ohtani doesn't field. Bonds has 8 gold gloves.
Yep.
Like, there's levels to the things that Bonds did that Ohtani doesn't do.
And Shohei may get there, no doubt. But, like, and I hate having any conversation that makes it sound like, you know, you're kind of dismissing anything about Ohtani, because from a visual standpoint or an amazement standpoint, yeah, you could argue this is crazier than anything we've ever seen in baseball. But if you want to whittle this down to like what Bonds does and what Ohtani does, I'm with you. I thought Gagne just tossed a bunch of Bonds stuff out with the trash, which made no sense. I heard a lot of people bring this point up today, and I think it's a good one. Shohei Ohtani is in a lineup with Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
But Barry Bonds was in the lineup with who? I mean, sure, someone will go, oh, well, Jeff Kent won an MVP. Why do you think Jeff Kent won an MVP? Because nobody wanted to pitch to Bonds.
That's part of it.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. They're tough. They're tough. Eras of comparison are always very, very, very tough. And Shohei is two athletes. He's two different athletes.
Yeah.
So that's a fair kind of a thing, but I just thought that was, that had some weird in it from Eric.
Yeah, and it had some Dodger in it from Eric. And,
there you go.
You know, he was a big rival of Bonds, and I was looking up that famous at-bat, and it was all fastballs. And Gagne is a guy who also, I believe he tested positive along the course of his career, so he was from that same era, and, you know, it was a time where Bonds was a rival because it was Dodgers and Giants, and so, of course, he's going to lean toward his guy in L.A.
Yeah. No, I get that. I get that. I just was like, I think if you want to have this conversation, you can. But those were weird factors to point to. Shohei deals with more attention than Bonds?
Well, he deals with a lot of attention, especially from the Japanese media. Like, that part of it I get from Gagne.
Is that pressurized? The Japanese media?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, well, no, but again, from the standpoint of this is Major League Baseball, you're here, you're dealing with this media, that's another thing. And Bonds, by the way, did not, I'll be the first to say it, he did not handle this well. He was horrible with the media.
Yeah.
His entire career. Shohei doesn't even need to deal with the American media. Because, oh, by the way, he's got people thinking he doesn't speak English, even though that I know that he does.
Well, he's got an interpreter who he's got to keep an eye on. Well,
he's got a second interpreter.
Yeah, he does. So, he does still have to face them and answer the questions, but it's easier to just, you know,
I mean,
get the question translated to you and make up some answer and have your interpreter handle it for you.
The translator could say whatever the hell he wants. They're so different, but what it, like that of all things to point to, that might've been the last that I would have gone to, which is Shohei deals with a bunch of attention that Barry never did.
Yeah. And this,
I found it to be the other way around.
It's not true. And Ohtani has a certain amount of attention that Bonds didn't have to face other than a few of those seasons. And Ohtani is, you know, constantly going to be covered and hounded by the Japanese media every single step of his life. And, you know, with Bonds, it was mainly the on-the-field stuff, and a lot of the attention that Barry got, he brought on himself by the choices that he made. And, you know, Game of Shadows comes out from Fainaru Wada and Lance Williams, and that book blows up, and all of a sudden now a light is shown upon Major League Baseball, not only Bonds, but many other players. And so, like you said, he didn't always handle it the right way, which brought more attention and more scrutiny.
No, like I mean, we could absolutely have this conversation. As far as the greatness of Barry Bonds, like a healthy portion of his career, he cheated.
Right.
He cheated. So you can add that into it. You know what I mean? Shohei's allegations, even if they were true, which they won't ever be proven so, don't necessarily have anything to do with his performance on the field. Barry's does. Again, the only thing I'm pointing out here is that Eric went to a very odd spot to kind of compare these two. I don't think you're crazy if you think Ohtani is better than Bonds, more important to the game than Bonds. I think a sane person could easily argue that, but probably not by saying Shohei deals with a bunch of attention that Barry never did. That, to me, is the opposite.
Agreed.
Shohei has never received any negative attention and doesn't need to answer half of the questions of Barry and doesn't have any of the negativity from other fans. And the sort of, like what you just pointed out, the at-bat by at-bat chase that Shohei went through last year was minuscule compared to what Barry did when he hit 73 home runs.
And as he got closer to 715 and 755 and 700 and all the other milestones. And so for Barry, it was a number of different times where he went through that and faced it. And, you know, the 73 homer year was in 2001. Is that right? Yeah. 01.
Yeah, that feels right.
And then by the time he was getting up to Aaron, that was a few years later. So between the 73 and eventually reaching to 762 career, there were other milestones, and the coverage of that, of course, was going to be immense. And it was as much negative as positive. And the whole idea of an asterisk was around Barry Bonds.
Totally.
Like,
totally.
The 73, and, you know, because by then we knew about Sosa and McGuire and how when they broke Maris, it's like, oh, you had the Andro and you had, you know, Sosa on the stuff. And so by the time Barry surpassed both of them, the scrutiny was even way more.
No doubt. No doubt about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. And then here's where I will admit that this is completely, this is my own thing. This is not just the Dodgers. This is every team seemingly in baseball, Giants included. But the Dodgers are the most annoying at it. And it's kind of like, hey, does every NBA team have a guy who flops?
Of course.
Right. Yeah, but James Harden is the most annoying one. Or yeah. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, whoever. Pick whoever you want.
You can have your list.
Whoever you want. Have your foul baiter, and you'll be like, but that's the most annoying one. For me, the Dodgers are the most annoying at this one factor, and it's something we had to play this for you. This is hysterical. So our friend Will Clark, all-time great Giant, and we had Burnsy on last week, Eric Burns. They do the show on the No Filter Network, and listen to what comes up. Eric kind of turns him loose, and Will had to get something off of his chest, and it was about the way guys celebrate after a double when they get to second base. Listen to the thrill get loose.
You hit a double. All right, whack, I get a good pitch. I get a gapper. Yay, you know. You pull into second base. You are not even at the second base bag, and you're turning around to the dugout going, whatever the f*** these motherfuckers are doing. It's like, hey, turn around. The ball's still in play. If they miss the cutoff, you need to get to the third base. And I f***ing infuriates me. I swear to God, I want to jump through the TV sometimes and f***ing smack somebody upside the face going, the play is not over. You can't celebrate until the umpire has the ball in his hands.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Oh,
they all do it.
Of course they
all
do it. They all do it. But the Dodgers do it in the most annoying way possible. Like, I will give this. I don't even know. What is the Giants thing? What's the thing that they do? Everybody's got a salute to the dugout.
Yeah.
The Dodgers, okay, yeah, they kind of put, like, they put their pointer finger and their middle finger together, and then their thumb is out, and they twist them a little bit. It's almost kind of like got a little like four tops thing going to it for those of you who've been listening to music for 1,000 years. But anyway, the Dodgers shake that ass. That's what the Dodgers do.
They put their hands like out to the sides and they just do like
and
a wiggle,
start
wiggle,
wiggling
wiggle.
Wiggling their butt, and then they turn around and they wiggle their butt the other way. It feels like it takes about 13 seconds before it's over. And look, I get it. If you're a Dodger fan, you love it. You love it.
You love the Dodger wiggle. Yeah.
But if you don't like the Dodgers, it's the most annoying thing in baseball by far.
I have to look at other teams and what they do, but I'm picturing the Dodger one, and it's pretty annoying.
Get ready. Here we go this weekend. Happy Father's Day. There's the Dodgers' butts.
Right.
There they are,
and
right in your face.
It's where we are in sports society now, where you do something great, and you celebrate, and when you celebrate, you either do it alone or you do it with friends. The NFL, finally, it took them years to figure out that nobody wants the no-fun league, and that's a 15-yarder because you guys celebrated in the end zone, and so now you've got Justin Jefferson doing the gritty, another guy's doing the gritty, and it's fun, you know?
By the way, I got no issue with it. I started this conversation by saying, this is where I'm really going to show my colors. I wouldn't be bothered by this if the Giants were doing it. I'm bothered by it because the Dodgers are doing it, and I hate the Los Angeles Dodgers so much. So much. I don't even like using that word. I hate the word hate, but it works here. I hate the Dodgers.
AI has given me great clarity into this.
Okay, yeah. What do you got?
It's inspired by the Freddie Freeman signature celebration. For singles, players do a hip lock with a personal twist.
A single!
While doubles see a full Freeman shimmy with a hip lock. Home run celebrations include a modified version of the Freeman shimmy when the dugout is on the third baseline.
Uh-huh.
It's a shimmy with a hip lock.
And by the way, the Dodgers have some guys right now that don't register very high on the Dodger hatred scale. Like Freddie Freeman seems like a great guy. Gosh, what happened with his family last year? Everybody was rooting for Freddie Freeman.
You know, he donated $1 million to that hospital a couple weeks ago.
Like, some of these guys seem like phenomenal human beings. Mookie Betts, who the hell doesn't look at Mookie Betts and go, first of all, that's a great ball player. Second of all, he looks like a ton of fun.
Go Dodgers.
Now, Muncy is that guy. Bleep you, Muncy. Forget him. But some of these Dodgers, they don't really register on the Dodger hatred scale until you get to second base and decide that a disco ball just came out of the sky and we're going to spend the next 22 seconds of our lives letting you see every little body part in my tight Robbie Ray pants. I hate it with a passion. With a passion. So I don't mind celebration in sports. Let the kids play. Do your damn thing. All of that. But this one, guys, I don't know.
It's just because it's them. And if the Cardinals were doing the same thing, it wouldn't bother you.
A little bit.
I don't think it would bother
you. It's so prolonged. It's like, dude, we're waiting here.
Well, you got to get the shimmy and then the hip lock.
We got the pitch on a clock. Can we put your celebration on a clock, too?
It's just a shimmy with the hip lock.
Is there anything in sports that y'all hate more than the Dodgers? I got nothing for that answer. Absolutely nothing.
Okay. The Cowboys would be up there.
Yeah, not for me. Not for me. The Dodgers are way past that. I hear you, but the Dodgers are way past that. All right, we're 20 minutes away from the third answer in the foray into getting you all out to Cache Creek with us in 2 weeks to hang out, have fun, and play golf. So stay right where you are. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-9571.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Well, that ought to be interesting.
Yeah?
Kind of like 2 weeks from now is going to be interesting and a ton of fun. And it is 4:49 in the afternoon right now.
Okay.
In about 13 minutes, maybe even 12 if you're lucky. We're going to put out there the third trivia answer of the show. If you have collected all three, I feel like the McDonald's Monopoly game. If you've collected all three, you can put them in your back pocket, and at some point in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to give you the cue to call. You'll be asked all three questions. If you have all three answers correct, you're going to join us at Cache Creek in 2 weeks for an evening of fun followed by golf together. Two different foursomes, your foursome, my foursome. So each winner, one today, one tomorrow, will also be able to bring a guest out to Cache Creek, and we're gonna have a day, y'all. We're gonna have some time out there, and it's gonna be a blast. So again, that's your next step in winning this prize is about 10 minutes away.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and I know the third answer. And I know the first two as well.
I know you do. Well, they're about us, so
yeah.
I hope you know them. That would be good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, the people who have been diligent and know all three, then you get a crack. You get a crack at the contest line, and you call in, and maybe you can join us at Cache Creek.
And if you're wondering what the contest line is, don't call it right now, but we'll let you have it so that you have it. Kind of in the hip pocket for next hour, 415-523-4652. Don't call right now. You won't win a thing. 415-523-4652. Just keep listening, and you will have your chance to join us at Cache Creek here coming up in a couple of weeks. 888-957-9570. One other thing to announce. Check this out, and we'll let you hear some of this. This is kind of funny. But in about 25 minutes, a guy who goes by the name Trev Chirps, which is also his like social media handle. thanks, Luke. Lucas is like, I wrote his name there. Yes, his name is Trevor. His name is Trevor. I don't know what his last name is. We'll ask him.
Trev Chirps.
Yeah, Trev's Chirps. Trev Chirps is his Instagram handle. So yeah, they call him Trev Chirps. He's a Bay Area guy, and he's like a professional heckler. And apparently he got to Jackson Merrill of the Padres. And also there's a conversation between Mookie Betts and Jackson Merrill about San Francisco fans in general that maybe you want to hear. We'll have that for you in a little bit. We're talking about different sort of aspects, at least from my standpoint, of my deep, bitter hatred of the Los Angeles Dodgers and the fact that the Giants lost a really tough one to swallow in Colorado today. They were up 7-2. They end up losing 8-7, an error in the ninth inning, a couple of hits in the ninth inning, and with two outs and two strikes, the Rockies pull one from the Giants and win 8-7, and that's the last memory for the Giants before they get on a plane and go to L.A., a game back of the Dodgers for first place in the West.
And I made the comparison earlier to when the Warriors lost in Utah, a game that they had no business losing, and I was just double checking and my instincts were right. The Warriors, after that loss, they went to Los Angeles. So the parallel plays on that front as well. And you know, that game that the Warriors lost to Utah, we said at the time, well, that one may come back to bite you, and it did. Baseball in 162, that probably won't be the difference between, you know, being the first wild card or being in the playoffs or not in the playoffs, but that's definitely one to bookmark or dog ear. If you ever read your book without a bookmark, you dog ear, you fold the corner of a page. That's one you might want to file away if the Giants get to the end of the year and they could have used one more win.
Always taking your calls, 888-957-9570. We've got Hypes in the city who is joining us on Willard and Dibs. What up, Hypes? What are you doing?
Hey, Willard, Dibs, how you doing, fellas?
What's up?
Happy Friday Eve to you.
Yep.
I was following up on our our conversation from last week. First of all, thanks again for helping me promote the show at Bottom of the Hill, the San Francisco Air Guitar Championship.
Okay, it's so hype. I'm glad you just said that there at the end. You need to reboot and let our listeners today know what the heck you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I will reboot. Here we go. Boop, 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 boop. So for those that aren't aware, the U.S. Air Guitar Championships have been going on for about 23 years, and there's regional competitions across the U.S. And on Friday was San Francisco Regional Air Guitar Championships, which, by the way, Dungeon Master won. She was excellent. Narrowly beat Cold Steel Renegade.
Yeah. What did Dungeon go with as her song? Because I know you get your song, and then you have to play like the randomly selected song. What was her go-to that lifted her to the title?
Yeah, so you know what? I am not sure what her round one song is, but for round two, I put a medley together of six different Rage Against the Machine songs.
Ooh.
So it was quite a banger of a show.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's
yeah,
big.
Yeah,
okay.
We sold out Bottom of the Hill. Yeah,
nice.
It was great. It was a great show. So, Willard, I remember when we talked about the national championships, which are on July 26th, you said you already knew it was a Saturday, and you guys talked about, oh, we'd love to broadcast from your show. We actually have a last try to get to nationals on Friday, July 25th, at our sponsor, Standard Deviant, their new Pier 70 location.
Okay.
So I wanted to reach out and see if there might be an interest in broadcasting from there, which could be pretty damn fun.
Well, look, first of all, everything that we talk about here, Hype, sounds pretty fun. And so I am certainly not going to be Debbie Downer on that one. I do know that there are some hoops to jump through in order to make something like this happen. But I'm going to put my partner, Dan Dibley, on the spot right now, because I already know that on July 25th, your boy's going to be in Jamaica on his honeymoon.
Okay.
So no matter how great of an invite this is, Hype, I'm going to have to pass myself. But Grandy over here, I got you as the heavy favorite to be hosting this show that day. So would the two of you like to be at the Air Guitar Championships?
When I think about air guitar, there's one man on the staff that I think of first.
One man.
And that is Mark the Hesher Grandy. I'm sure he can absolute carve it up in the air. So, Hype, we'll run it by the powers that be. Grandy and I will have a conclave about it. And if there's white smoke, well, if there's green smoke, more likely, we'll probably be there.
Okay, Hype, what do you think?
All right, Hype.
Go on. All right, there you have it.
Well, yeah. Okay, well, just never know.
Yeah.
I went well.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
You guys have been invited to the Air Guitar Championship.
Pretty good.
Oh, I think he's calling back.
Well.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to be out of town. So you guys go have a good time.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Tell me about it.
I'm a little jealous. As much as I love air guitar and live remotes, Jamaica sounds pretty good this time of year, you know?
I've never been.
I haven't
no
either.
Idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's about to happen. I just know that... Yeah, it's supposed to be nice in July.
Yeah, I'm sure it's nice a lot of the time, but yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I'm still waiting for my honeymoon. We're coming up on 3 years of marriage, but
we had
a baby. I mean, we had a three-month-old baby.
Right.
It was not really conducive to, baby, see you in about a week, baby.
Yeah.
So we did it a little bit backwards. So
when are you going to go?
Probably when she's 18.
Oh,
so I'm looking at 2040.
Yeah, but you're not going to, I don't know if you're going to want to be doing at that age what you're supposed to be doing on your honeymoon.
Which would be a consummation sensation.
That's right. You're going to be in your 70s.
Oh, I'm still going to be interested. There's no doubt about that,
well,
my brother.
Interest is wonderful. This is an execution conversation.
It can happen.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely it can.
It can be an augmentation sensation.
Yes. Yes, it could. Yes, it could. All right, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck
too.
With that. I didn't realize that trip had not happened yet.
Yeah, just, you know, you make choices in life. And
yes, you do.
When you've got a three-month-old, you don't just, okay, grandma and grandpa, go ahead and take my for 8 days.
I've known people that have done it.
Correct.
Yeah.
You're allowed to.
Yes. Yes, you are. All right, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM in HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.